Streams of light break through a clouded sky. A woman dressed in robes stands on top of some stairs and holds up a torch. Columbia. A Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. The skyscrapers of the city of Los Angeles sparkle in a blue haze. Columbia Pictures presents Anil H. Moritz in Die Fraud Jaffe production. Light reflects off of a building's windows. Blue streak.
City lights, time and sky.
The dusk turns to night and headlights glitter on the road.
Deep light, everything is all that I desire. Papers in my hand, I can't live higher.
It gets darker and darker. Lines of cars stream past the skyscrapers.
Say what?
On my way.
Top, a man uses a torch to cut open an elevator shaft entrance as another man watches. A third man works nearby.
Moving on up. Believe that.
Someone cuts a cable, then a monitor shows a hallway.
Ladies, we got a picture. What about the alarm?
Hey, Moss, what do you think I'm doing over here?
Hey, D, just cool out. Look, we like to run a loose crew around here.
You're the boss, Moss.
It's like that.
It's like that.
Or, I'm gonna go check on Tully.
Miles goes to a ledge. On the street below, a man sits in an old car. Miles carefully makes his way to the edge and peers down. The man in the car is smoking a cigarette.
Tully, we cool down there?
Tully picks up a two-way radio.
Yeah, you're cool, man.
Good.
Cool is good. Are you smoking?
No. Negative. You're lying.
Tully, I smell the menthol up here, man. Now cut it out. You're lying to me. What would your mama do if she knew you were smoking, Tully?
Cut it out, man.
He flicks a cigarette at the closed window. It bounces back in.
Now stay alert. Ready over here?
Miles' partner leans over and spits down the elevator shaft.
Damn it. Eddie, why you gotta do that every time?
It's good luck.
It's bad luck if I land in it. Believe that.
Don't fall in that stuff. See you, Deke.
Good luck, guys.
Miles and Eddie lower themselves into the shaft, then slide down the elevator cables. Miles stops and cuts the bolts on the vent cover between the fourth and fifth floors. He removes the vent cover and looks down the shaft. On the roof, Deke uses a harpoon gun to secure a line to another building that's under construction. Eddie and Miles climb through the vent to another cover.
Deke.
How's the weather up there?
Snowing.
Yeah.
Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
As a co-worker watches, a security guard taps a monitor with a snowy picture. Then looks back at the other monitors behind him that are working. Miles and Eddie kick open the cover, then slide out of the vent shaft. Miles slides an electronic decoder into the keycard slot. Eddie shuts the vent cover. Miles watches the numbers change quickly on the decoder as the security guard walks down the hall. Deke's watching the guard on a handheld monitor.
Miles, you got a guard 20 feet from you.
The numbers continue to run and Miles taps the decoder. The guard gets closer.
10 feet.
He's closing fast.
It's right around the corner from you.
The card slot light turns green. Eddie opens the door and he and Miles slide into an office just as the guard turns the corner. The guard approaches the door as the picture returns to the monitor. The guard checks the glass office doors and finds them locked. He peers inside the office with his flashlight. He checks a large vault door. He looks intently at two high-backed chairs in the office that are facing away from him. He sees nothing and walks away. Miles and Eddie are crouched in those chairs.
He turned around.
Miles and Eddie look at each other.
Forget it, he's gone.
Miles and Eddie go to the large vault door.
So much for the easy part. Forget it.
Eddie pats his vest.
Oh, shoot!
Blam! I hate when you do that. All right, Eddie, check this out. This is a brick of 3300. Toughest safe in the world. What's the first thing you do?
Drill the lock.
No, you gotta check to see if it's open. It's open!
Eddie looks at Miles.
No, I'm messing with you. They would never do that. Now, Eddie, you know they would never do that.
A police car drives up the street where Tully's parked. Tully drops a cigarette out the window onto a pile of smoking cigarette butts. The officers pull up behind him. As he sees the police car in the rearview mirror, Tully's eyes widen and he sinks down in his seat. Inside the office, Miles drills a hole in the safe.
Glasses.
He puts on a pair of glasses with miniature monitors in the lenses.
See you back up top.
Right.
Eddie leaves and Miles threads a cord with a tiny camera on it into the hole. He watches the image in the glasses and puts a tiny laser in the hole as well. The laser burns through a wire and using a pair of pliers, he shorts out the system. The bar on the safe lowers, and the keypad armor retracts. Miles takes off the glasses and smiles.
Open sesame.
On the rooftop, Deke helps Eddie out of the elevator shaft.
Come on, Eddie. You got the rock?
Miles is right behind you, man.
Eddie.
Deke pulls out a gun.
Whoa. What the hell are you doing?
17 million four ways.
What?
I'm too greedy for that, Eddie.
No, just come on, man.
Deke shoots Eddie. Eddie falls off the building. He lands on the police car. Tully starts his car and drives away. Miles opens the safe.
Oh.
It's an enormous diamond. Police cars race onto the street. In the lobby, the security guards get a phone call.
Come here, gorgeous.
Miles picks up the diamond as a security guard runs down the hall.
Got the rock? Time to roll.
Hurry up. We got a lot of activity up here. Now
hurry up. Let's go.
Jeez.
Miles runs to the door and the security guard sees him. He runs to the chairs and jumps in one as the guard pulls his gun. Miles holds his lighter up to the fire sprinkler and a gas pours out. He puts a gas mask on, grabs a small table and runs through the glass doors over the security guard. He runs down the hall and forces open the elevator doors. He looks down to see the elevator headed right for him. The guard shoots and Miles jumps into the shaft, grabbing a cable that pulls him up. The elevator doors close and Miles is whisked away to the roof. Several officers throw small bombs into the hall, knocking a guard off his feet.
Stay down!
You, stay down! Don't move!
Let me see your hands! Hey, Miles. Where's Eddie?
He went over there.
Get the rock.
What?
Got the rock? What you doing?
Give me the rock.
Yo, Deke, you ain't got to do this, man.
Give me the rock.
Damn, why are you doing this?
Give me the rock.
As Miles gives Deke a small pack, a helicopter shines a spotlight on them. Deke points his gun at the helicopter. The two men struggle over the weapon and Deke knocks Miles down. Deke puts the pack in his pocket, clips onto the line he harpooned to the other building, and slides across. Miles scrambles to his feet as Deke empties the pack. There's no diamond.
Damn!
Miles clips onto the same cable and begins to slide across it. Deke runs to the edge of the building and points a gun at Miles. Miles manages to stop sliding, but he's dangling high above the ground.
Miles, you're a dead man!
Miles begins to saw through the cable. Dee keeps his gun on him. The cable snaps. Miles swings in through a window of the building under Dee. The police car breaks through a fence that surrounds the building. Deke looks down at Miles' body, then runs downstairs. Miles starts to move.
Miles.
When Deke gets there, Miles is gone. Deke sprints through the building as Miles hides in a ventilator shaft. As officers comb the building, Miles crawls through the vent and stops at one that goes straight down.
Damn.
He slides feet first down the shaft. He lands in another shaft as policemen continue to move through the building. He takes a pouch out of his pocket and looks at the large diamond. He duct tapes the pouch in place to the wall of the ventilator shaft. He climbs out the end of the shaft and falls in front of a police dog.
Oh! Oh, good doggy! Good doggy! Kills him bits. Easy, where's the nearest exit?
Hands up! Turn around!
Turn around!
I'm a cop and
turn around!
I was working late.
See, that's the salt. See, I was working.
You're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent.
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
You have the right to an attorney. If you can afford one, one will be appointed for you.
You understand your right?
No.
You understand your right?
Yeah.
Miles saw the vent was labeled AC vent, third floor, north wing. Outside, Eddie's body is still lying on the police car. An officer leads Miles past the grisly scene. He stares at Eddie's face. A stream of blood has left its mark from Eddie's eye. As Miles and the officer continue down the sidewalk, Miles notices a street sign marking the intersection of 500 South Grand Avenue at 500 West 5th Street.
Ain't nothing but a free thing, baby. Yeah.
2 years later.
Free man. Believe that.
Yeah. One belt, one shoelace, one wallet containing $22.
One shoelace? Yo, man, you know how much those shoes cost? You, one shoelace? I came in here with two.
The guard stares at him.
You took my shoelace?
You take my shoelace, man.
You got 2 seconds to walk out that door. Sign out and leave my pen.
I'm signing out. Got places to go, people to see. My lady, Janice, ass, cow. Wow! I mean, it's like that. What you gonna do with one shoelace? Let me in on the secret. Floss your ass. Gotta go. Woo!
All right, man, y'all stay up, man. Don't be mad because I got to go.
Miles trips and falls. His cab drives up to a house. Miles gets out with flowers and goes to the front door.
But the days turned into weeks, and all the weeks into miles. Baby, why? You could have told me you were telling me goodbye.
A big woman opens the door.
Damn! What happened? Did you eat the whole time I was in there? I mean, when I left, you was like, flickety cow, flickety cow. Now you like, boom, and some of Oprah stuff.
Wait a minute. That's all right. I can adjust. It's the love that counts. You know what I mean? I can adjust to a plus-size woman. Just more cushion for the pushing.
You know?
Janice! Your sad-ass sack of bones is here.
Oh,
I apologize. You're a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Can I buy you some cereal?
Ugh. It's okay, Shauna.
There you are. Yes.
Miles.
Wow, baby. You are. You're beautiful. You are beautiful. And that's not 2 years of prison talking.
Baby, it must have been hard in there for you. All alone at night in your little cot. Tell me something, Miles. What'd you think about me?
Think about you all the time. Think about you right now.
Then you should have thought about that before you started robbing people.
She shuts the door in his face.
Denise, I never robbed you. Denise, I'm a rehabilitated man. Denise!
She opens a window.
What? Talk to me.
Miles, I didn't come see you for 2 years. Wasn't that a sign?
Well, I know you couldn't stand to see your man like that.
Man? You're not my man. You lied. You told me you were a banker.
No, bank robber. Yeah, see, sometimes I stutter. But I'm getting that whole speech impediment
thing.
Miles,
you are a very smart man, but the entire time we spent together was one big lie.
Denise, listen to me, okay? I know I lied about some things, but I can change.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, Janine, I promise. Don't do me like this. Oh.
He kicks the air and walks away. Later, at the corner of 500 South Grand Avenue and 500 West 5th Street, Miles steps off a bus and the building reads, "To protect and to serve, LAPD." A row of police cars is parked down the street.
5th and Grand? To protect and...
He starts kicking and stomping in the middle of the street. He jumps up and down as a gray-haired woman approaches.
Hi, how you doing? Is this really a police station?
Of course.
She walks away and Miles continues throwing his fit. He straightens his coat and approaches the door. He bumps into a policeman. He looks around and covers his face. He enters the station and looks up. Miles looks at those around him. He sees a security camera and turns away. A man in a suit swipes a security badge as Miles watches. The man goes in the secure area. A delivery man goes to the counter.
Hi there, I have a delivery for traffic.
Oh, yeah. What, you signed by the egg?
What do we got?
Egg roll!
Orange chicken?
Yeah, hot pizza coming through, hot pizza. Got to get the police officers their pizza. They got to protect and serve, the police got to eat too. Let the officers eat, please. I have a pizza man here to deliver the pizza, thank you. Officers, I got your pizza.
Miles is in disguise.
Third floor robbery. Yeah, please be careful, pizza's very hot. Don't want nobody to get hurt. Just got here from Pizza Switch. Woo! Pizza Switch. That's how we're doing down there. Pizza Switch. Watch. Pop out. 2 pounds. Put your own. Oh, don't drop the pizza. Whoa. Whoo. Pizza delivery for robbery, homicide. Robbery, homicide? Why is it I don't see robbery homicide with a pizza delivery in the login sheet? But I'll tell you what. Why don't you just leave that pizza here with me? No, I tell you what. Last time I left a pizza here, it magically disappeared. I mean, it's just like leaving candy around me. It's not gonna be all right. I'm gonna chomp it up. You see what I'm saying? Look, there's two kinds of people that get through that door. People wearing handcuffs.
Yeah.
People wearing a badge. You don't have on either, now do you? Well, I don't have a badge or a handcuff, so... Officer Carlson, we want to flip that card right over.
Oh, sorry. Just got it.
Excuse me, officer. The guys in homicide ordered this pizza about an hour ago.
Okay.
And, I don't want to leave them with Shamu over there.
Okay. Sir, I'm not sure what you want me to do.
Take it.
Oh, yeah, sir, I'm on duty. I'm afraid I can't do
no,
that.
No, yes, you can. Okay. Please, take that.
Well, sir, yeah.
Miles leaves.
Thank you very much.
Outside the station, Miles looks at Carlson's ID and starts to dance. Miles walks away from the station, looks over his shoulder, then runs down the street. At a diner.
You hit a diamond in the police station.
I didn't know it was a police station. So look, can you change the ID or not?
Well, sure, but I think it'll be a little suspicious of a pizza man with a security clearance.
I'm not going back as a pizza man.
What are you going as?
A cop.
A cop?
Yeah, a new transfer. That's why I need that ID and a new file for detective.
Why detective?
That's where the rock is.
Oh, well. It's going to be expensive.
Uncle Lou, I thought we was like family.
Yeah, well, like family is not family. If you were family, you'd run for free, right?
Lou walks away.
Yeah. Well, you ain't changed. I'll see you later.
A sign reads Motel. Miles, carrying a grocery sack and garment bag, looks at it. A television is showing the program Cops.
Get down, grab. Put some damn clothes on. Get your butt naked ass down. Get your butt naked ass down.
Butt naked and he's stinking.
Oh, somebody get him some clothes. He's hiding the gun in his ass. Get on the ground. Now, that's it. Do it now. But I know you. Cuff. Yeah, cuff his ass. Yeah, I'm cuffy like that. Clack. All right, now I'm the good cop. You act up, I turn into the bad one.
Later, Lou carves 325 into a Los Angeles police badge.
Freeze! Get him up!
Spread your legs now. I'm an officer of the law.
He lies back on the bed.
Any sign of Deacon?
Last I heard, he was pulling rip jobs in Carson.
Lou raises a shade.
I warned you about that guy.
That you did.
He's gonna know you're out.
Lou picks up a personnel file.
This is purely cosmetic. It won't check out.
Don't worry, I'll be out in an hour max.
Thanks. Good luck.
Miles, dressed in a suit and carrying a bag labeled LAPD, approaches the police station. Inside, he walks by a police dog.
Hey there, officer dog. I'm a detective.
Sorry, sir. She's never done that.
Must be the pastrami.
Miles pushes the up button on the elevator. The doors open and the elevator's filled with police officers.
Are you going up?
Miles nods.
Yeah. Third floor.
He gets on the elevator and looks around. The officer next to him crosses his arms and Miles does the same. The officer looks at him.
What?
Miles looks at the officer. The officer looks at Miles as he looks away. Miles looks at him again, and the officer glances over. Miles gets off the elevator. He looks around. He sees a busy office area and walks in another direction. A man with tattoos is handcuffed as Carlson talks to him.
Does the vehicle belong to your friend, but you don't remember his name? Now, do you have a last name?
Oh, man, Dad, these cuffs are tight, man. Bro.
I know,
Miss Green, could you please tell this man to loosen these cuffs?
Miles looks into the men's bathroom. An officer sits in front of the vent and smokes a cigarette.
Man, I can't feel my fingers, man. I'm serious. Please.
Detective, not so tight.
She strokes his face.
Maybe I could loosen him up a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Miles peeks inside of the women's restroom and sees no one. He goes inside.
Hello?
He goes into a stall and climbs up to the vent.
Great lawyer there. Top of the line.
There you go.
Carlson unlocks the cuffs. The prisoner throws him over a rail and bolts out the door. He runs into the women's restroom where Miles sees him. Miles ducks into the stall. Officers come out with guns drawn. Miles flushes the toilet and the prisoner turns. Miles kicks the stall door, knocking him out.
Sit here!
Several detectives rush into the bathroom and find the prisoner unconscious on the floor.
Jeez!
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Oh, not again, Carlson.
Guy body slammed me, sir.
Maybe he likes you, Carlson.
He did what to you?
Get him up out of here.
What are you thinking?
What the hell, man? That's not smart.
Get him out of here.
Come on.
Get him out. What the hell happened up there?
He sees the open vent cover.
Up here? I caught him trying to escape through the ventilation system.
Who the hell are you?
Malone. Just transferred, right there. Yeah, check that out. Bam.
Do you know Malone?
No, sir.
Nobody told me about it.
guys.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Excuse me.
All right, clear it out.
Let me flush, please.
Miles makes a face and walks past her.
Didn't know, you might not want to go in there.
Here's some paperwork for me there, Malone. You know, we've been putting in a request for a new detective down here for 8 months. Suddenly, you just turn up.
Yeah. I'll never understand this system.
Downtown bumble butts. Burglary, huh? Yeah. 16 citations, mayor's commendation. You worked out of West Covina, huh?
Yeah, well, that's what it says right there.
You look familiar, Malone. Have we met before?
No.
Miles looks over the man's shoulder at some trophies.
You wouldn't happen to be in a bowling league, would you?
That's it. You're a bowler.
I try.
Yeah, well, we could use a guy in burglary.
Carlson!
Right here, yeah.
Oh, I thought I was going to be assigned to a desk. Right up in here. Right up in here.
Are you kidding me? Guy like you? No, you belong on the street.
Oh, and also, listen. Carlson needs a partner with some experience. He just got promoted.
Hey, Chief, I just got a call.
Carlson, Malone's going to be joining us, so take him with you, show him around, and
hi.
Carlson. Let Malone do all the handcuffing, okay?
I appreciate that, yeah.
Right. I'll be reviewing this.
The chief walks into his office.
All right, well, this is the bullpen here. That's booking up there. Then the holding cells are down that way. You want to see them?
Same one, same them all.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
Well, that's my desk here, sir.
Nice desk.
Thanks. Let's see. Okay, brass is on 5. Robbery, homicide, they're on 3. Over there, that's the tag and bag, sir. Sir, through those doors, that's 1017.
Roger.
Carlson.
Yes, sir.
Show him the rest later.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Where?
Oh, we got a call. Burglary. Sir, here, I'll take this.
You mean we got to go outside?
Yeah, that's where all the crime is.
No. See, I just got here, and that's not a good thing. I got to do work up in here I know what's going on up there.
Please, I might need backup.
Carlson and Miles enter a parking garage.
So how long you been in burglary?
Oh, me? All my life, man.
I mean, I heard the chief say that you got 16 citations. That's
yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah,
16.
Well, that's what happens when your Uncle Lou writes your file.
Yeah.
Miles opens the back door of a car.
You right up front if you want.
I knew that.
Just gotta be real careful for pedestrians coming out here. Walking around out here. Am I clear to the right?
You're clear.
Am I clear? I got it. Okay.
The car pulls out very slowly.
Yeah, I just made detective.
No kidding.
Yeah. I worked traffic for 3 years. You know, it was pretty cool. I got pretty good at it, you know.
Oh. Yeah, you know, you don't have to stop for the yellow. You could just drive right through. It's all right.
Sir, not if you've seen some of the accidents I've seen. No thanks.
Yeah, well, there's your green right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, sure.
How many times did you take the test?
What test?
You know, the test for detective.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. One time.
Really?
Yeah, aced it.
Really?
You know? Yeah, took it out.
Wow. It took me 5 tries. I did really well on the written part, you know, but my performance reviews weren't so hot. I mean,
hey, look, how many times did it take you to get your driver's license, man? Please, wake me up when we get there.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Goodness.
It's a nice suit, sir. It's really cool.
Well, appreciate it.
Yeah,
you know? Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Got any music?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I like to jam.
As soon as we can hear the dispatcher.
Miles looks at Carlson.
That's good. I never heard this station.
Kind of funky.
Miles puts his arms up and bounces to the music. They drive up to Frank's Custom Wheels.
Last night, these shelves were loaded with elites. Just came in yesterday. Now they're gone. 3 dozen gorgeous rims.
They didn't take anything else?
No, they went for my good stuff. Chrome with gold trim. $5,000 worth.
What about the alarm?
What about it? It went off, but it took you guys 2 hours to get here. My wheels are probably rolling around Tijuana right about now. Here, here's where they came in.
It looks like they just, you know, broke the glass, opened the handle, crawled in the window.
Exactly.
You know, shimmied down the shelf or something.
Carson, this is a waste of time.
What?
That's not how they got in.
Of course it is.
No, cut it out, Frankie. That's not how they got in. This is the spot right here. That's how I would have came in. No, no, no. If I was a thief. If I was a thief. Skylight. Yep, just cut the alarm from the inside. I could take my time.
But why take your time?
Oh, why would I take my time?
Miles pushes a chrome rim over to Carlson, who picks it up.
It's heavy.
Frank takes the rim.
Now you tell me, how long would it take for you to carry 3 dozen of those out of the store and load them in the back of a truck?
Long time.
It would take a long time, a very long time.
Yeah, but they probably had about 3 or 4 guys working the damn thing.
Frank, hush. Okay, because you know better. Come on. Don't lie to me. I'm the man. I'm the man, Frank. Come
you
on.
The man.
Frank, your 5,000, sorry to tell you, is worth less than 2 on the street. Which don't go for ways with much juice once you rent a truck. And to rent a truck, that requires what? Credit card, driver's license. Unless, of course, you got your own truck.
Miles approaches a Frank's Custom Wheels truck.
He's not going to let us search his truck.
What you mean, let us? We the police.
Detective, we need a warrant to do that.
We don't even need a key.
He holds up a metal file.
Yeah.
Detective, you can't do that.
Hey.
It's unconstitutional. Yeah,
look at that. Look at this.
Miles raises the back door to reveal boxes of brand new rims.
Voila. Look at that. Solving crime my first day on the job. We bad detectives.
There they are.
Sir, filing a false report is a very serious crime.
Sir, I have this. Bring your weeble wobble ass on over here. You like snacks?
Yeah, nothing makes me happier.
Yeah, well, you're going to be snacking on the bottom of this shoe if this ever happens again. Now, you see them ridges?
Yeah.
Huh? These ridges are going to be imprinted on the back of your ass. Permanently. If this happens again, you understand?
Thoroughly understand you.
That's right. Every time you look at your ass, there's going to be a print there. It's going to remind you of me and my partner. And for you lying.
Right. Don't want to see those ridges.
All right. Hey, listen. Stop eating cold cuts because it's seeking. It's coming through your pores.
Oh.
All right?
Okay. Will do.
I put one ridge on your ass. Pat. It's wrong. No, that's cool. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, Detective, I know I'm a little bit new with this, but I thought we were supposed to arrest the bad guys.
Now he owes us one.
So that's how it works. We let the little fish go so that we can catch the big fish later.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Yeah. You mind if I drive? I know a shortcut.
Yeah. Okay.
He gives Miles the keys.
You might want to buckle up.
The car flies through the air several feet off the ground. Inside, Carlson holds on.
Are you in a hurry, sir?
No, just testing your car. Bouncing out your stuff.
He weaves through traffic.
And when was the last time you got all up on this thing?
I've never gotten all up on anything, sir.
Yeah, well, sometimes you gotta feed some speed to your ride every once in a while.
Sir?
He almost rear-ends a slow-moving beat-up car.
Hey, this is the police. Move your busted-ass vehicle. Move.
This is the LAPD with a pop one in the ass. We got guns and stuff.
The car pulls over.
I can get used to this. I like.
Used to what?
The car careens into a turn.
Right.
driving. Yeah, see, my last partner did all the driving.
Who was your partner?
Miles Browns.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
Hey, look, man, I'm deep, okay? There's just some places I can't talk about. You wouldn't understand.
But, you know, I mean, we're going to be partners. We got to communicate. This thing's like a marriage.
No, this is nothing like a marriage.
What is it, Mike?
It's more like a one-night stand. Wham, bam, thank you, office.
Miles pulls into traffic at a high rate of speed.
It's like that?
Oh, it's like that. We're just going to fight crime and zip the rest of that stuff up.
Are you married?
No.
Girlfriend?
Not anymore.
What happened?
Miles shakes his head.
Work out of the way.
Okay. See?
The car bounces onto a residential street and stops at a corner.
Looks like somebody took out a fire hydrant, sir.
A car has run into a fire hydrant. Water shoots in the air. Miles stops the cruiser in front of a liquor store.
I'll handle this.
Oh, but look, I gotta get back. I got a headache.
We're on duty, you know. We'll get back when we get back.
But I need an aspirin. A big one. Like a hockey puck.
Carlson gets out of the car.
Could you come here for a second? Yeah, sure.
Miles walks into the liquor store and approaches the counter.
Morning, officer.
He stops.
Oh, yeah. Morning. Where's your aspirins?
It's back there by the soda machines.
Appreciate it.
He walks down the aisle and finds the aspirin. Outside.
So you're coming east, and then I
want to
know how the car hit the fire hydrant.
A hooded man pulls out a gun.
Open the register! Don't shoot!
Come on, man!
Miles looks up.
Oh, man. Come on, the safety! Underlay!
The clerk grabs a gun.
Oh!
The robber dives over a rack of chips. Carlson draws his gun and heads for the store. Inside, the clerk and the robber exchange shots. Miles sits on the floor and eats chips.
37 King 5, shots fired. Request help. 418 West 5th Street.
The clerk shoots a roll of toilet paper and pieces of it fall near Miles. As Carlson goes to the door, the robber fires back.
Drink him alone! You okay? Oh! Come on, man. Get back! Back! Get back!
Time out! I'm leaving! I don't want no
peace! Uh-oh! Put your hands on the pavement!
Put your hands on the pavement.
There is no pavement.
Well, then put them on the oodles or noodles. Put them on the noodles.
Chicken or beef?
Chicken.
The robber puts his hands down.
Cool. Cool is good.
Hold on. Miles? Jolly.
Man, what the hell are you?
They duck as the clerk fires a shot.
Jolly,
what the hell are you doing?
I mean, what the hell am I doing here? What are you doing here?
I'm freaking working over here.
Chicken.
What?
I'm coming in.
Put the gun down!
Hmm?
Put the gun down!
Detective Malone, talk to me!
Go, cut the gun, go!
Detective, talk to me!
Miles pushes Tully past.
Hey, do stuff back!
Go!
He motions at Tully. The clerk pulls out a shotgun.
Now, hold your fire!
Carlson crouches and walks down the aisle. Carlson follows Tully out the back way, and Miles follows him. Tully leaves the store and runs down an alley. He turns and runs the other way. The police car pulls into the alley, and Carlson and Miles run out of the building. Tully runs into a dead end. He looks around and dives behind a dumpster.
Listen, it's a dead end, all right?
No joke!
Tully stands and fires.
Oh.
Carlson fires back.
Stand behind those dumpsters. He's freaking out, sir. He's got a gun.
Tully fires around the dumpster.
Drag up!
Get SWAT up here!
Sharpshooters can take him off in the roof.
Yeah. No! No sharpshooters!
Why the hell not?
Mom! What are you doing here, man?
Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
He high, man. He's hallucinating, smoking that stuff.
He's high.
Carlson nods.
Put down the gun and come out!
Tully fires.
Hold us.
Miles gives Carlson his gun.
I'm going.
What are you doing?
What are you, crazy?
Miles stands and puts his hands up.
Miles, what are you doing here, man?
I just want to talk to you before somebody gets hurt.
Go away!
Okay, now, son, please put down the gun. Son, come on.
Shut up!
It hurts my heart, son, to see a kid that has so much potential. Huh, you smart?
I'm coming out!
Tully points the gun at Miles and steps out.
Hold it. Now, listen, man. All right, now, damn it. What are you doing? What the hell are you doing, Tully? You got me out here in this... Look, how many times I told you? How many times I told you? Forget the safe. Go straight for the cash drawer. Get in and get out.
Oh, great. He's standing in the way. Now I can't even get a shot.
I can't either. Why are you hitting mom and pop stores anyway? Look, you're a driver, man. You got skills, Tony. You can be out there on the road, man, doing your stuff.
But I'm desperate because I need some money, too. And why the frick are we whispering?
Uniformed officers move into position.
Back up, brother.
I'm telling you.
Hey, what are they talking about?
I don't know.
Yo, Tully, I'm working on something here, and you're blowing it for me, man.
I'm sorry, man. I'm messing up. I'm messing up, man.
Okay, it's all right. It's all right. Look, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you, but you're going to have to give me the gun and let me arrest you.
Tully shrugs.
No. Tully, come on, man. Listen, I give you 10 grand. You know I'm good for it.
I'm thinking like 50, man.
Tully, now 50? That's pushing it, man. Damn. All right, 20, okay? And you'll spend one night in jail. Now, Tully, that's the best I can do. That's it. Best I can do.
All right, fine. Fine. Well, I'm keeping my gun, though.
You cannot let me arrest you and keep the gun, man. Come on.
Damn, I just got this, man. This is hard to find.
Yeah, it's hard to find, but damn it, you're going to have to give up the gun, okay? Now, what you want to do, Tully? Okay, you want to give up the gun, or you want to have him put about 6 or 7 bullets in your ass, man?
Tully looks at the officers in the front of the alley.
Okay, now give me that gun. No, don't just hand it to me. I got to take it from you. Yeah, they're watching and looking.
All right.
Now, this is going to hurt a little bit.
Huh?
I say this is going to hurt a little bit.
Okay.
Miles grabs Tully's arm and karate chops him on the neck.
Oh, jeez. That's incredible. Remember, you don't know me anymore.
I sure don't. You didn't used to be so violent.
So he's like, Carlson, take my jacket. Steps out. He's like, I got to do this. We're like, what are you doing, sir? He's like, believe that. Just goes right down the alley, right up to the guy. Next thing you know, he's taken the guy's gun, dropped the guy with the punch, just leveled him. I mean, blink and you would have missed him.
Malone, in my office, now.
Miles looks over his shoulder and the chief motions him in.
Not you, Carlson.
Carlson puts his hands in his pockets and turns away.
I've been looking through your record. How come I never heard of you, Malone?
I was undercover. On the down low?
We need a new guy to head up burglary. That's the real reason you're here, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
It's no secret. Burglary's been a problem division ever since we lost our lead detective last year. Now, usually we promote from within the ranks, but I think these guys need someone new. So, if you want the job, you got it.
Miles looks at the chief with raised eyebrows.
Excuse me?
You're the new lead detective, burglary division.
Miles looks over his shoulder.
Me?
Now, technically there's a 30-day qualifying period before I can make it official, but with your record, I don't think there's going to be any problem.
Miles looks away, and the chief looks at him.
Well, say something, for Christ's sake.
Thank you. Let's party.
The detectives are gathered at the door.
What is this, high school? All right, listen up. As of now, Detective Malone is burglary's new acting lead detective. Get these processed ASAP.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Carlson. Look, I got some things I gotta do.
Okay.
I'll catch up with you later.
Okay.
Hey, I'll take these.
You know what to do with these?
Sure, I do.
Okay, great, sir. Sorry.
Miles looks over the file as he enters a hallway. He looks around and throws it in a janitor's cart. Later, he crawls through a vent.
Captain Pinelli?
I'm busy right now.
Miles watches as Pinelli opens his desk drawer and removes a tube of Itch X. Pinelli squirts blue gel on his fingers and sticks his hand down his pants.
Oh.
Miles gags.
Oh, man.
Mm. Miles crawls away further into the vent. Miles looks around with a flashlight and sees the duct tape he used to secure the diamond pouch, but the pouch is gone.
Damn!
In the office, Carlson looks around.
Damn!
Miles cautiously leaves the women's restroom. He looks up at another vent cover. There's a stain from a leak.
Hello.
What? Yeah. What?
So how do you want me to handle the rotation?
Rotation. I don't understand. What do you mean, rotation? What?
The shifts.
Look, Hardcastle, I can't figure out everything on the first day, all right? I was noticing that you guys had a leak up here. What's that about?
One of the hot water pipes burst. Flooded all the vents.
Vents?
They had to flush out the whole system. Big pain in the ass.
This must be the new guy everybody's talking about.
Captain Pennelly, Detective Malone. Malone Pennelly.
Pennelly points at Miles.
I hear great things. It's a pleasure to meet you.
He extends his hand to Miles. Miles makes a face and hugs Pennelly.
Nice to meet you too there, sir. Very nice to meet you. Yeah, no? Glad to be here. Gotta go.
Miles backs out a door.
He's a strange one.
Oh, yeah.
Pennelly scratches his face, then looks at his fingers. He sniffs them. At the diner, Lou pours water into a large coffee pot. A man enters.
Blazer's closed. I said we closed. I should have locked up.
He turns to see Deke.
Nice to see you, Lou.
I'm looking for Miles.
I haven't seen him.
So I got this message from his mother. It's really important.
Oh. Well, I still haven't seen him.
Deke slams Lou's head on a desk and opens a drawer.
Shh, quiet.
He pulls out the fake IDs.
Damn, you're good.
He looks at Miles' driver's license and police ID.
You are good.
It's nighttime at the station. Miles, who's in a janitor's closet, is wearing the monitor glasses. He pulls a remote-controlled truck out of a bag and places it in a vent. He steps into the hall in the truck with a camera and flashlight on it, moves through the vents. He crashes into a vent wall. Miles walks through the police station with the controls. It's daytime, and Miles continues to search the vents.
All right, good morning. Listen up. Word is that Jen LaFleur is bringing a big shipment of heroin through town.
Miles walks into a meeting.
Hot for him down in San Diego. San Diego PD's done an excellent job shutting down the harbor and the airports on him.
Miles stands in front of a projector screen. The truck falls down a shaft, and Miles takes off his glasses.
Malone! Detective Malone just transferred from West Covina. He's going to be heading up our burglary division.
Miles salutes.
Detective, tell us a little about your plans.
Well, I plan to fight crime.
He does some martial arts moves.
You know, stuff like that.
Great, then. Great. All right, does anybody have any questions for Detective Malone?
Yeah, I got a question. Yeah. What do you think about the P-31?
P-31?
He looks at the chief.
What do you think?
I think it's a piece of junk.
Yes.
What I mean to say is we've all been having problems with the P-31, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just wondering what the new lead detective here plans to do about it.
All right, well, Diaz, is it? Diaz?
What is he?
What do you think we should do about it, Diaz?
I think we should scrap it.
How many people think we should scrap the P-31?
All the officers raise their hands.
There it is. Scrapped. You know why? Because you want it scrapped. It's out of there. P-31, out of there. No more. Gone. You want 31 flavors? Baskin and Robbins is where you want to be. Be cool. That's my partner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Detective.
Miles turns.
What is it?
I'd like to work with the P-40.
Yeah, the P-40's good.
P-40 it is!
Well,
What the hell's he doing? He just got those things?
He's shaking things up.
Maybe that's exactly what we need.
Miles looks at the group and smiles. Later, he walks by a donut box, takes one out, and starts to take a bite.
Not a cop.
Malone, this Tully idiot's been screaming he wants to talk to you. He's down at interrogation.
Okay. Right away. Talk with him.
Interrogation's this way?
Knew that. Is he running?
Right. So he says he has information about another robbery, but he says he'll only talk to the officer who arrested him.
Okay, well, I'll talk to him alone.
We'll be watching.
Miles goes into the interrogation room.
Hey, what the hell's going on, man? He said I was spending one night in jail.
He puts a hand over Tully's mouth. Hardcastle and Carlson watch.
What you want to tell?
What is it?
You said I was only going to spend one night in jail.
It's only been one night.
My 50 grand.
I said 20 grand.
Well, maybe it's 50 now. Because I need
it. Miles kicks the chair from under Tully and throws him on the floor.
Detectives, I've been assigned Mr. Tully.
Great. That's him.
Tully's pressed against the mirror.
God, what in the world? What's going on? What is this?
Hardcastle looks at Carlson as Miles drags Tully across the table. She goes into the interrogation room.
Take your hands off my client.
There's no use. He ain't talking.
That's because you had your hand over his mouth.
Miles takes his hand away.
Yeah, I think we are accomplishing enough for one day.
Now, wait a second. This guy said he has information on another case. Now, I want to know, are you jerking our chain or not?
I'm not jerking your chain, fella. This guy Logan owes me $50,000. If I don't get it soon, I'm talking!
All right. Now, who's Logan, and what do you know about him?
All I can tell you, sir, is that he's gay.
Gay, gay!
That's it. I had enough of this guy for once.
You certainly have. Come with me. You're going to be hearing from my office, detective.
I'm going to bite my tongue.
Uh-huh. Hear me here.
Next time, use a phone book on him.
And it took my shoelace.
Hearing from your office.
Look how she's all over.
And then he said I was ugly and I couldn't read good.
Back in the office.
Malone.
Oh, hey, man, what's up?
Where the hell you been? Some guy's been calling for you.
Who was it?
Said he was your old partner. Said he hopes you found what you've been looking for because your health benefits are about to expire. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean.
He gives Miles the note, who reads it and crumples it up.
Jeez!
He throws it away and looks around. He goes into an office and climbs on the desk. He opens the vent and looks inside with a mirror. He sees the pouch.
Bingo. Yeah.
Carlson enters.
What is it with you and the heating ducts, sir?
Cold, Carlson. You don't feel that? Very cold, but I'm busy. What is it you want?
Well, I just tried to pull up your records, and I couldn't find any Malone.
Are you worrying about that? Yeah. That's probably because it was spelled, I know when I had put the name in the list.
Sir, the badge number doesn't exist.
Carlson, let me talk to you for a second.
I'm trying to find out what's going on.
No, you're going to find out. Let me just talk to you for a second.
Miles leads Carlson into the stairwell and looks around.
Now, look. What I'm about to tell you is classified. You tell anyone, I will bust your ass down in parade detail.
I've been on that detail.
You've been on that? That permanent horseplay patrol.
Yes, sir.
He looks around again.
Okay. This place is a cesspool. Yeah, but listen. I'm not from West Covina. From Internal Affairs. This place is a cesspool.
I can't believe I didn't notice.
What is this?
I mean, It doesn't seem like a cesspool.
Man, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. That's why they sent me here, all right? A super cop here. They said go in there, investigate. Do what you do, find another super cop. Y'all super cop up as a team and crack down the stuff. Crack it down. And that's what I'm here to do.
All right, I mean, are we the only guys that know about it? I mean, jeez, we're in the heat now.
Shh. Okay, you are a good cop, Carlson. But damn it, man, you just dug too deep.
Yes, sir. Okay. What do you want me to do?
Good thing you asked, huh? Keep your eyes open, okay? Okay. I need you to be here.
Okay.
Okay? And watch my back. Watch my back, guys, sir. Okay? The other way. Go back. Yeah.
Carlson leaves.
Jeez.
Miles looks at the ceiling and follows the vent shaft down the hall. He looks inside. Miles looks down the hall.
Oh, there you are. I just got a call. There's a 413 in progress at the airport.
Well, y'all go ahead. I'll catch up.
My foot, you'll catch up. Someone just stole a museum exhibit from a cargo hold.
That's my problem.
You're lead detective. I want you to get your ass out there now.
But
the FBI and the Customs Service is already on the case.
Oh.
At the airport, Carlson, Hardcastle, and Miles drive up to a hangar and get out. Miles walks up to Diaz.
Why are you standing out here?
They won't let me in. Feds are all over.
That's bogus.
Miles ducks under the crime scene tape. He takes a clipboard from a man in a suit.
Excuse me, man. Let me see. Man.
And who are you?
Malone, LAPD.
Agent Gray, FBI.
Gray takes the clipboard back.
We'll let you boys in after we're done.
Miles frowns and puts up his hands.
Look at all this stuff. Look at this. I mean, they nearly destroyed all this stuff and they didn't take none of them.
Look, Officer Malone.
Detective.
You know, I really don't have time to stand here and hold your hand. You're out of your jurisdiction and you're over your head.
Oh, I'm over my head? No, I'm over your head. Because your head's in the grass.
Two men in suits step up behind Gray.
You're interfering with a federal investigation, officer. Now, if you and your bunch want to feel important, you can help secure the outer perimeter. Are we clear?
Miles frowns.
Yeah. We clear.
And please, tell your men not to touch anything on their way out.
It's like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
Gray turns away as Miles watches. Later, the car drives down the highway.
That was great. I couldn't believe you said that.
He called me officer. I am lead detective. I have 16 citations. You think that stuff comes easy?
Oh, come on. The guy's nothing but an FBI idiot. He thinks we're good for nothing but sucking down donuts. Screw him.
Let him chase their own Egyptian temple.
They weren't looking for no temple. They were looking for drugs, man.
Drugs?
Yes, drugs. Okay, it's the oldest trick in the book. You smuggle it in, boost it before it hits customs. Huh? Right? Right? Make it look like a heist. That's how all the big boys do. All they have to do is look for a truck with the letter B on it.
What do you mean B?
Bonded. Yeah. Bonded trucks can get into bonded warehouses.
Let me ask you something. How do you know all this stuff?
Miles shrugs.
Did a little work in bonded warehouses.
All right, then. So what are we waiting for? I mean, let's do something, all right? Come on, call in air support.
Dispatch, this is 37 King 5. Put me through to South Bay Air Support.
A man wearing a headset flies over the Los Angeles streets in a helicopter.
10-12, I've got a white van truck. D-9-6-1, southbound on Wheeler near the Manhattan Beach intersection.
Roger. That's it. We're close.
Carlson stomps on the gas pedal and the car takes off.
Oh.
Hardcastle hangs on as Miles is tossed around in the back seat.
Hey, you're in a hurry.
Well,
Sometimes you gotta feed a little speed to your ride, you know what I'm saying?
Miles smiles broadly, then the smile fades. Their car pulls up beside the white truck.
Here we go.
The truck driver's arm has a tattoo.
Check out the driver.
Yeah, 5'6", greasy hair, messy, very disheveled.
Are you a hairdresser or a detective, man? That's a jailhouse tat. Drivers did a stretch somewhere.
10-12, requesting backup.
LAPD, this is Agent Gray, FBI. Stand down. I repeat, stand down.
This is bogus.
Hey, screw them.
Come on! Let's do it.
Hardcastle gets out.
Come on!
Carlson gets out, as does Miles.
Come on, come on. Come on.
They open the back door, and two men with guns face them.
Drop your weapons! Put it down!
All right, don't move! Stand still!
The driver gets out of the truck and runs.
Hold on! Take him, he's yours!
Miles watches the driver run away.
Oh, don't do that to me! Don't do that!
All right, let's see those hands, huh, butterball? Like
the driver runs into an alley.
Yeah, come here! Yeah. What, you wanna make me run?
The driver runs around a car and through a gate. He knocks over a bike and jumps a fence. Miles jumps the fence just as the driver is hit by a car. He gets up and runs off as Miles slides across the hood. The driver runs around a building, then down an alley. Miles chases the driver through a house. A woman drops her towel and Miles comes back.
Damn.
The driver runs into a clothesline and Miles stands over him.
Don't you know better to run from the police? You got me tired, you know that. I don't like to get tired. When I get tired, that means I got ass to work. And I think that's what I'm about to do. Get your ass up!
He pulls the driver up off the ground. Later, Hardcastle cuts open a package and scoops out white powder.
Bingo. That's the stuff.
At the police station, Miles sits on a pallet of the confiscated drugs as it's loaded off a truck.
We showed them, and that's what I wanted to do, you know?
All right, come listen to evidence.
Exactly. Evidence, exactly. I'm going to go up with it.
No. I want you interrogating those men right now.
Oh, no. See, I need to go up with this stuff and book it into evidence personally.
Why?
Miles looks over his shoulder.
I got to go through it for clues and stuff.
First, you got to interrogate the suspects, find out where they were going. Then, when you get them to talk, you can go through all the evidence you want.
But, sir, no. If I get the clue, I think it'll make for a better ass-whooping in the interrogation room.
Let's hear it for Detective Malone!
Hardcastle puts an arm around Miles and leads him out of the room. Later, Miles slams a suspect's face up against the mirror.
That's it. I want a lawyer. You cops can't do this.
I got news for you.
I ain't a cop. No, you... Come on!
God, he's good. You know, I checked him out. Wes Covina never heard of him.
So you know.
Know what?
His internal affairs. What
the hell are you talking about? He's not IA.
He's not?
Hell no, he's FBI.
But he hates the FBI.
Yeah, right. It's just to throw you off. What, do you think this whole thing's an accident? He knew about the heroin thing from the start. FBI probably planted him here, thinking he'd get first jump on the burglary call. Afraid we'd screw it up. Pencil necks.
Miles squeezes the suspect between a door and a wall.
You don't get that kind of training at the academy.
No, that's old school, man.
Miles punches the window.
That's federal government training.
Like Navy SEAL stuff, yeah.
Miles pulls on the door.
Come on, let's go get my hand.
They leave. Later, Miles signs into the evidence room. He looks up as soon as he enters. He climbs on top of the pallet of drugs and opens a vent cover. He feels around for the pouch and finds it.
Oh.
He grabs it and closes the vent.
Oh,
He opens the pouch and removes the diamond.
Look at you. It was all worth it for you, baby.
He drops the stone into the bags of drugs. He sits down as the chief enters.
What the hell are you doing up there?
I'm just so happy that we're keeping these drugs off the street.
Well, get over it. They're going right back out again.
Why?
Because the FBI wants to take it to their lab right away. Rule it out.
He tries to grab the stone.
Uh-oh. Malone, come on. Well, let's go.
He frowns and gets off the pallet. Two officers roll out the pallet. Miles and the chief follow.
Detective Malone, that heroin belongs to Jean Lafleur. We've been after him for 5 years, but he keeps shifting his operations between the U.S. and Mexico. We're taking it down to our lab right now.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not?
Well, why don't we just keep it here with us? Lafleur doesn't know we have it. We could use it for bait.
You mean a sting?
Exactly. A sting.
Ha! Now, Lafleur expects these drugs to be in San Diego in 3 hours. Mm-hmm. What kind of sting operation can you get off the ground before then?
The driver told me one of the guys on the truck was new. You can replace him with somebody else, then catch Lafleur when he goes to pick up the drugs. Bam! Got him!
Let me get this straight. You're volunteering to escort these drugs right into the hands of the most dangerous drug dealer in the Northern Hemisphere?
Hell no!
What do you need to make it work, Malone?
Miles raises his eyebrows.
Me?
Absolutely. You're the man for the job. FBI's going to have tactical command, but we're going to follow your lead.
It's very brave of you, Detective. Let's get going. We don't have much time.
Way to go, Malone.
Way to go.
Later, Miles peeks out, then shoves Tully out a door.
Hurry up, go. Get out of here for my money's sake. Hold up, wait a minute. You want to go now? I'm getting you out of here. Go, Tully.
No, you wouldn't still be here unless that diamond was here. I want my cut.
Ain't nothing to cut. I'm trying to, but I gotta get the diamond first.
Well, go get it. I'll wait.
I'm trying to. First, I gotta run this thing on this drug dealer.
You're a damn lie.
Let him make this stuff up. Now go, Tully. Get out of here. I'll see you at Lou's tomorrow.
Now, man, I want to talk about this. Wait a minute. I don't know what you're doing, but it ain't going to work. Hey, let me get my gun back.
Oh. Miles shuts the door. Tully tries the handle and runs off. Elsewhere, a small mic is strapped to Miles.
Hey, look, maybe this isn't a good idea, you know?
Sir, this is a great idea. It'll work.
Brilliant. Now, the floor is going to be looking for this.
We know what we're doing, Detective.
Oh, I'm a detective now.
Detective, can you give us a level, please? All right, Detective. Now, the objective here is to have these individuals look upon you as if you were one of them, a member of the criminal underworld. So it's important that your actions, your speech, and your general mode of behavior is all congruent with their expectation of a fellow criminal.
Oh, okay. I get it. Sort of walk the walk.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to look, act, and even think like a criminal. And you're going to have to change your speech patterns, too. Most criminals like to use slang terminology and profanity and so forth, especially with regard to police and authority figures.
Oh, you mean like, shut the hell up, you brainless FBI.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
You stupid ass.
Yeah, that'll do.
No, you tight ass.
Enough!
All right, listen up. Lafleur's a killer. If he senses anything amiss, Malone is going to be in one hell of a tight spot.
We're going to act in concert with the FBI today.
Carlson, if anything happens to me, forget everything I ever told you.
You mean about internal affairs?
No, Carlson. I mean about everything.
Detective, saddle up.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Miles gets in a truck.
Carlson, remember, forget it.
Time to go.
The suspect driver gets behind the wheel as Miss Green looks at Miles.
Detective? If my client gets so much as a scratch on him while he's in your custody, I won't stop until your badge is revoked and you're thrown in jail. Okay, you got me?
You can't touch me.
Miles slams his head into the steering wheel.
Ow! Detective!
You'll be fine, Counselor. Malone, let's get this show on the road.
Miles nods.
Drive, buckle up.
The chief looks at a file.
All right, give me video.
Let's get one thing straight.
This is my side over here, and that's your side over there. You stay on your side, and I'm going to stay on mine, okay?
Gentlemen, let's keep the chatter to a minimum.
Hey, you don't like the show? Change the channel.
Hey, keep this channel clear.
Miles turns on the radio.
Who's this guy?
That's Malone.
Miles bounces to the music.
I can't drive if you're going to do that. But understand,
the truck pulls out. Deke is parked across the street and starts to follow the truck. The caravan of trucks and cars goes down Highway 5 toward San Diego.
All right, we're coming up on our exit.
All units, this is Gray. Fall back, keep your distance.
The single bonded truck makes its way down the highway. Inside, Miles moves to the music.
We're approaching the site now. LAPD, take the south side, we'll take the north.
Police cars and an SUV pull out. The truck pulls up to a warehouse with the number 3 on it.
We're headed into warehouse 3. Focus in. Closer.
The truck stops near a pile of metal.
This is it.
You sure?
Yeah, warehouse 3.
All right, Benny, sit tight and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, thanks for the tip.
Miles gets out of the truck. On a monitor, Gray watches Miles get into the back of the truck.
What the hell is Malone doing?
Inside, Miles climbs on top of the pallet. Gray sees a car coming in on the monitor.
They're coming in.
They're right behind you.
Get ready. Here he comes.
Oh.
Miles grabs the diamond and pulls it out. Tully enters.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
That's the stuff.
Yeah, you're right. That's the stuff. All 500 kilos. What are you talking about, man? Come on, let's get out of here, because I want my cut.
Just a diamond?
I still have a signal. They're up. It's just all distorted.
But can you hear him?
Now, we can't get out of here, okay? They got cops everywhere. So? You're one of them? No. I'm a drug dealer now. Man, listen to me. You're a jewel thief.
Shh.
I'm a drug dealer now. Man, why are you selling this stuff when you got that big diamond in your hand?
Just like both times, huh?
Believe this stuff.
Deke points a gun at Miles.
What is this, a reunion?
Look what we got here, huh? Can't get
He takes the diamond.
Isn't that beautiful? Say goodbye.
Yeah. Welcome to the party.
Miles reveals the microphone.
Bitch.
He pulls it off.
We've lost them.
Shoot.
You know, I'm going to enjoy doing you more than I did Eddie.
Deacon, man, shut up!
Tully backs into a corner and Deke points a gun just under Miles' eye.
Oh, no.
A huge magnet falls on the truck.
Oh, my God!
What do I think about this?
I don't know nothing about this.
I'm going to show up.
The truck is carried to the far end of the warehouse. Gray watches as Benny screams silently on the monitor.
What the hell?
All units, stand by.
The magnet carries the truck over some dumpsters.
Oh, my God! What's going on? I don't know. Sorry? I never know what's going on.
Bring it in! Over here! Bring it in!
The truck is lowered in front of a row of armored trucks. The doors are opened.
Out of the truck! Out of the truck!
Come on, get out.
A man steps forward.
Benny, what's going on?
It took longer than I thought.
What happened to your face?
Not a big deal.
Who are these two guys? Who hired them?
I did. Told me to get guys. I got guys.
Benny, you didn't introduce me, man. Hey, how you doing? Pete, nice to meet you. Heard a lot about you.
LaFleur looks at Tully.
And who might you be?
You don't want to mess with him. That's a stone cold killer. Yeah, you don't want to mess with him. I mean, he's stone cold. Whew, that boy's bad. I seen him rip somebody's guts out through the ass, and the eyes fell out. Do the move that you do. The gut and eyes move.
All right.
That's where the guts went, like, just dropped them.
I'm bad. No, I'm bad, baby. I rip your lips off.
I seen him do it.
I do that. That's how I get down, baby. I rip your tongue out.
Check him out.
The man frisks Tully.
Francois, you search him.
In the other truck.
They're on, Jim. We're moving in.
No, wait. This must be part of his plan. Malone knows what he's doing.
What plan? He's unarmed and outnumbered.
Trust me. You should see Malone's resume. This is like a walk in the park for him.
I must tell you, Pete. You look the part. You certainly talk the talk. But you still stink like a cop.
Damn! Damn, I know he's gonna catch us, man.
Shut up.
He's gonna... He's
blind. Then let's focus.
No, shut up. Come on, man. Just talk to him. We might get out of here alive.
Oh, man. See what I'm saying? He's lying. If I was a cop, would I have busted his
hoof snot?
All that's bleeding, shrinkling now.
Lock him in the car.
Huh? That's right. Get him out of here. If I was a cop, would I have...
Shut up!
LaFleur looks at Deke.
But no bleeding. Damn!
You better tell us the truth. He's a cop. He hijacked the truck. This is a setup.
Look, if I was a cop, okay, FBI's being here right now, man. Taking everybody to jail.
I think I have an idea.
LaFleur walks over to Miles.
Francois?
You see? Look,
you want to prove you're another cop?
He takes the bullets out of a gun.
Yeah.
He replaces only one.
You say he's lying.
Damn right he's lying.
Shoot him.
He holds the gun out to Miles.
Shoot him.
No problem.
Miles shoots Deke in the arm.
Son of a bitch!
I meant kill him.
But you didn't say that. You just said shoot him.
No.
He puts another bullet in the gun.
You want to prove you're another cop?
Yeah.
Kill him.
Miles looks at Deke.
Ain't no coming back for him.
Miles aims the gun at Deke. His hand is shaking.
That's it. We're moving in.
All units move in.
Go, go!
Sparks and dust erupts in the back of the warehouse, and a police SUV breaks through a wall. The men scatter, and Miles goes after Deke. LaFleur is hiding beside a truck as a sniper shoots at him. Inside one truck, Tully tucks a pack of the drugs inside his coat. SWAT teams rappel from the roof, and Miles takes aim at Deke.
Deke! Give me them diamonds. I'll pop another one in your ass.
You had your chance, Miles.
As Carlson runs around a truck, Miles sees another man with a machine gun following him. Miles shoves Deke out of his way.
Freeze, LAPD! Show me your hands!
Miles tackles Carlson as the other man shoots at him. The man moves in, and Carlson rolls over and shoots him point blank.
I shot!
Deke climbs in an armored truck, grabbing a gun in the driver's seat.
Get out the car! Get out the car!
Carlson aims his gun at LaFleur as Deke drives away. Chases the truck and jumps on the back of it. Officers fire at it, but it keeps going. Squad cars chase it down the highway.
FBI. Be advised, we have no authority to pursue the suspect beyond our border.
Do not cross into Mexico.
Deke shifts the gears as squad cars turn a corner. Miles is tossed around in the back of the truck. Hardcastle quickly drives around the other cars. Miles looks out the back of the truck.
Pursue the suspect heading southbound. We have an undercover officer on board. I repeat, we have a friendly on board. Over.
Hardcastle pulls in front of the other cars. Miles nods, and Hardcastle rams the truck. He rams it again before Deke rams back and runs him off the road. Miles leaves the back of the truck and clings to the outside. He slips in a wheel cover and Deke sees him in the mirror. Miles is hanging by his fingers onto the top of the armored truck. He sees the border crossing ahead. The Border Patrol lays out road spikes. The truck's tires pop when Deke drives over the spikes. The Border Patrol fires on the truck, but it keeps going and heads for a collision with patrol vehicles. Miles jumps off, hits the ground, and rolls. Deke drives through the roadblock, and Mexican officials begin to fire at him from their end. He tears through the Mexican border gate. He smashes into a pickup truck that bursts into flames. Patrol cars pull up behind Miles.
Get him! Oh, I'm glad to see y'all! What are y'all waiting for? Go!
Well, we can't, Malone. We have no jurisdiction.
Oh, damn that! Damn the jurisdiction! Go! Now!
We cannot cross into Mexico.
You can't?
No.
You can't?
No.
Watch me.
Malone. Malone.
Belinda! Malone! Move your
ass! As Gray watches, Miles speeds away in a patrol car. He crosses the border. Mexican Border Patrol officers move out of his way as Miles chases Deke. Deke sees him coming. As he pulls alongside the armored car, Miles checks his handgun.
Damn it, one bullet.
He backs off Deke, but pulls a flare gun from under his seat.
Come on, Miles.
Miles pulls to the other side and inserts the flare gun in the gun slot in the passenger door. He fires.
Son of a...
The flare ricochets. Miles pulls ahead of the armored truck, then slams on his brakes. The armored car runs up the patrol car and flips. It slides to a stop on the shoulder of the road. Deke climbs out a broken windshield as Miles gets out of his car. Miles runs toward him as Mexican officials crest a hill. Miles and Deke point guns at each other.
You're under arrest. What the hell do you think you're doing? I'm arresting you before they get here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe
I'll just blow your head off before they get here, huh?
Nah. You see, the way I see it is you got 30 seconds before they make a piñata out of your ass.
What the hell are they talking about?
Malone is an expert negotiator.
He's an expert, sir.
Now, you got two choices. You can wind up somebody's bitch, or you can wind up somebody's señorita. Make up your mind. Your choice.
I got three choices, okay? Maybe I just tell them who you are, huh?
No, you gonna shut your mouth, because maybe I'll cut you back in on the diamond, huh?
I got the damn diamond.
Come on, Deke. Let me get that about you. I'm your only way out, Deke. Now give me the gun. I know you don't want to go to jail in Mexico. Don't nobody want to go to jail in Mexico. Well, they put all kind of burritos in your head.
Shut up,
huh? Come on, Deke, give me the gun. Come on, Deke. They think I'm a cop, okay? They think I'm a cop, man. Okay, I can help you, okay? You don't want to die here, okay? Now get that up, Deke.
Screw me. I swear to God, I'll come back for you. I swear to God, I'll come back for you.
Give me the gun.
Deke lowers his weapon.
There you go. Let me get that up out of you. Let it go. There you go. There.
Miles takes the gun.
Oh, there you go.
They watch as Mexican officers come toward them.
Now, Deke. Now, this is going to hurt a little bit.
He kicks Deke in the face.
Holy God.
Huh? Yeah, that's for everything.
He handcuffs Deke to the truck.
Adios, amigo. Miles?
Miles walks away.
Son of a bitch, Miles!
back him!
Deke has another gun.
You son of a bitch! Miles, you die!
Miles shoots and Deke slides down the truck. Miles drops the gun, glares at him, and walks away. As Miles walks down the road, a helicopter lands. He walks back to the American detectives and slaps hands with one of them.
You all right?
Yeah. Well, I needed a vacation anyway, right?
Yeah. FBI needs to talk to you, Detective Malone.
A man in a suit approaches.
Peterson, Regional Director, FBI. We need to talk.
Wait a minute. Slow down.
No, Lieutenant, I will not slow down. Is this man one of yours? Or not?
Miles looks at the chief.
You bet your ass he is.
Well, I'm going to find out what happened here. Even if it means putting your entire department under federal review.
Malone.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Gray follows Peterson and the chief turns to Miles.
Okay, Malone. My office just spent the last hour talking to Wes Covina and to the U.S. Attorney's Office trying to find out just who the hell it is you're working for. Now we know it's not the Bureau. I think it's time that you gave us an explanation.
Miles looks over his shoulder.
I'm a federale.
A federale?
Oh, look across that border. Huh? What do you see? That is the Democratic Republic of Mexico.
You're Mexican?
That's right, on my mother's father's side.
Yeah, I guess I can see it.
Gracias, thank you.
Yeah,
gentlemen, now I shouldn't be telling y'all this because I could lose my federalihood.
Your what?
My federalihood! Look, I had to throw you guys off, okay? I was doing it for my country. The red, the white.
He checks the Mexican flag.
And the green. Now, if you guys will excuse me, I'm going to have to get across this border and school some of my compadres, you know, on what, you know, just on some things that we like to talk about. So y'all stay up, be cool. Tango el gato, los pantalones. El Niño!
What's happening? Hook a brother up with a taco, a burrito.
Can't believe so much bad stuff can happen on such a beautiful day.
Malone!
Carlson runs after him.
Malone!
Miles turns.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I think your Spanish is a little rusty. You just told those men you got a big cat in your pants.
Oh. Well, you know, that's a Latin thing. Macho. Yeah, you wouldn't understand.
No, I think I do understand.
Miles looks at Carlson.
Logan?
Miles rubs his head and looks down.
How'd you know it was me?
Well, I started thinking if I was Miles Logan and I had my diamond hidden in a police building, what would I do? So I thought like a crook.
Is that right? I don't believe this.
He's a major felon. This is one hell of a bust, Carlson.
Yeah. It's a hell of a bust for us. It's, just too bad we can't make it.
Say what?
Well, you know, you heard the FBI. They're extremely strict about pursuing suspects across international borders. And you're just out of our jurisdiction.
Miles is only a few steps over the Mexican border. He looks around.
George? Yeah, exactly, because I'm across the... And so if I'm across the line and you're over there, there's no way that you... Yeah! A lot of jurisdiction stuff.
Oh, man.
So I guess this is the last time we'll see you boys, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, maybe we'll catch you later.
Is it like that?
Yeah, it's like that.
Miles smiles broadly.
Adios, amigo.
Hey, adios.
They shake hands. Miles and Carlson start to hug.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Right there. Jurisdiction. Yeah.
They shake hands right in the middle of the border.
Thanks. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Viva Las Mexico, and I'm out.
Viva Las Mexico.
Miles looks at the diamond, sticks it in his pocket, and runs away.
History in the making. Part three.
He jumps in the air.